The darker the night, the brighter the stars shine. It doesn't matter how difficult, it doesn't matter how tough that situation you're going through right now seems to be. I just want you to know that better days are ahead. Just keep your star shining. My name is Israel Oluwafemi Makonjola. You know me as Femi Max, and this is the Artist Hangout Podcast. Amazing people, you know how we do it on each episode, bringing to you nothing but the best vibe as it relates to quality, amazing music and talented artists. On this podcast session today, I've got this really, you know, great artist. His name is Swig DiCaprio, all the way from Birmingham, Alabama. Swig had been, you know, a friend for a while now, and his music is top notch. Actually, when I tell you, believe me, his music is top notch. On this podcast session today, Swig DiCaprio will be telling us about his music. He'll be telling us about his journey thus far in the music industry, challenges he's faced, and where he is now. You know, make sure you turn on the volumes of your stereo. Make sure you turn on the volumes of your headphone. This podcast session is one that you won't regret you listen to.
So with DiCaprio is a hip-hop artist that grew up on 90s hip-hop, the 90s hip-hop era. Grew up off of boom bap, just southern soul music, you know what I'm saying? All kind of different genres influenced me to be who I am. Me, I'm a mixed bag of things, man. I try not to stay in a box as an artist. I try to give you different variations of sounds, of flows, of different things. I even write, you know, R&B. I even write, you know, pop. So I try to fuse all of those things into one, you know. And when it comes out like that, it just brings out a whole different style. But yeah, I'm originally from Childersburg, Alabama, and that's like 45 minutes outside of Birmingham, you know. So yeah, that's a couple of things about me, man. I'm a family guy, man. I just like to make music and just stay out the way.
What inspired the name Swig DiCaprio? What does the name represent? What does that name stand for?
Well, first of all, my name is just Swig, but I added the Swig DiCaprio, added DiCaprio to it as another moniker because I was a real big Wu-Tang fan coming up. And I saw how they had like first and last names like Bobby Digital and people like that. So I was influenced by that. But anyway, the first name Swig came from me just when I was younger, I was always a skinny kid and I was small, but I packed a punch. You know what I'm saying? So it's like when you say, hey, man, let me get a swig of that. Let me get a swig of drink or something. That means let me get, you know, just a small taste of what I got. You know what I'm saying? So I just added Swig as that a rap name. I thought it was cool. And then at that time, Leonardo DiCaprio was coming. He was the biggest thing smoking. And I was like, man, I'm breaking box office hits like the Titanic, like Leonardo DiCaprio, you know. So I just added that on there, man, because I just thought it sounded fly. And that's how I came up with the name. And now, you know, it's my brand. Whenever you see Swig, you know, you see that emblem. And it's my brand, man. I got it on clothing and you know, it stands out now.
So, Swig, you spoke about being an artist that don't like to box himself and all that. But I like to know, from when you started today, what kind of musical genre do you represent? And how has the journey been for you thus far?
My musical genre is hip hop, you know, kind of old school hip hop, but I try to bring it to a modern sound, so it's more modern. But I like writing R&B and pop and stuff like that too. So I can fuse like all of those, but my main one is hip hop. And as far as like how's the journey been? The journey has been up and down. You know, I've been doing this since I was a teenager and I'm in my 40s now, right? So it's never been like always a smooth transition throughout the years, but it's been, you know, when I was younger, I had a record deal and was able to see some things. I used to go back and forth to New York a lot, and that didn't fall through. That we probably lasted on the deal probably about one year, and then we were dropped from the label. Then I just bounced around from studio to studio, kind of. And then, like, in 2018, I'm going to say this first. I took 10 years off from not making music. And then in 2018, that's when I started back making music in my home. And I just been doing it ever since and had never stopped. So I think now the journey is better than what it used to be when I was younger, because I can control all of my music now. And, I can do it when I want to. So the journey has been good, man, for my development as a person.
So, Swig, on a personal level, I've known you for quite some time now. And prior to now, we've had lots of discussions, you know. But one stands out, you know, and that is about the record deal that you made when you were much younger. I'd like to know how this experience has affected you and what lesson do you think up-and-coming artists should draw from this?
Well, the lesson that I learned, man, as you know, from having the record deal when I was younger, is that I wasn't a good songwriter at that time. Our company used to be on us about writing better songs. And we could rap really good, but we just didn't really know how to make songs. And when I got older, that's when I understood the concept of making songs and making things sound catchy and everything. So, that affected me a great deal on that part. And as an artist, man, it just developed me into wanting to take control of my own stuff and not really letting anybody else dictate or me have to answer to anybody with my creative control. So that sums it up as far as, like, you know, it didn't really affect me, like, have me in a depression or nothing like that. It just taught me lessons and, like, man, you can't really depend on nobody. Even if it's the label can drop you at any time, or they can put you on hold, they can put you on the shelf, and you can just be suppressed and not be making any music. So now, man, I just enjoy me being able to do what it is that I want to do.
So thank you, Swig. I just realized that you could be an amazing artist. You could have such amazing voice, but you might not be able to, like, write good music that, you know, the audience could relate with. That's why we have songwriters. But if you are an artist blessed with the gift of singing and also blessed with the gift of writing amazing, you know, catchy lyrics that people could relate with, I think that's a huge, huge plus for you as an artist. Over to the next question, and probably this is the last question, Swig. What are the projects that you've worked on, and what are the projects you're working on, projects that we should anticipate coming up in the nearest future?
As far as projects that I've worked on, I worked on a lot of projects, man. I have seven studio albums. One of them being All We Have Is Now. That was my first full-length album. The current one that just dropped is What I Do. That dropped, like, last week. We got the 7-piece combo series, the Creme de la Creme series. All of those are done now. Got a lot of singles out there for people to go and listen to, and everything's on all platforms if people want to listen to them. And the music that I've got coming up, I have Creme de la Creme Part 3 coming up. That's probably going to be about 10 songs or more. Then I have a joint project with Anti-Double O that's called Ramen Noodle Weekends. That's going to be a nice project. And then maybe the Bay Tape. I'm going to try to get the Bay Tape out by Valentine's Day. Hopefully by Valentine's Day. But I got a couple of projects coming up and working on a couple of singles, man. So I'm staying busy.
So, beautiful people, this had been the Artist Hangout podcast session with this amazing, talented artist, Swig De Capario. He spoke about his journey thus far in the music industry, challenges he's faced, what inspired, you know, his music and all that. I hope you're able to pick a thing or two out of this podcast session. Make sure you click on that follow button and make sure you turn on your notifications so in case a new podcast session like this comes on, you will be the first to know. So before you go, Swig, quickly, you know, your social media handles and your shout outs.
Yo, I like to send some shouts out to all of my engineers, man. I have engineers, three engineers that's pretty good. I got Shadow Entertainment. Shadow, he's from out of Birmingham. Then I got Tory G. He's from out of Virginia. That's one of my engineers, man. They make my sound good. And I just picked up another engineer named Jesse. He's from Alabama too. I also want to shout out, man, all of the people that listen to my stuff, man. If it wasn't for them, you know, I wouldn't probably keep doing this, man. Like, you know, I do it for me first, but it also helps me when people listen to it and get a positive message from my music. So yeah, I shout out to all of the people who stream my music and listen to me and support me, man. And yeah, that's basically it. And my social handles is Swig_DeCaprio at Instagram, then TMerritt31 at Twitter, and on Facebook it is Swig DeCaprio, just Swig DeCaprio on Facebook. But yeah, man, shout out to you too, Femi, for having me on the show, man, and all my brothers and sisters in Africa, man. We need to just unite and keep everything unified, man. That's the only way we're going to survive this thing, man, in the future. So, yeah, I appreciate you for having me on the show, man.
Before I call it a close, I must say a very big thank you to every single person listening, sharing, and commenting on the podcast. Thank you so much from the depth of my heart. This podcast would never have gotten this far without you amazing people listening. Till I come your way again, my name is Israel Oluwafemi Makonjola. Keep your star shining.